He finished his career as a man of many talents.
Quinn is in some trouble. He throws. He takes a big shot. Intercepted. Will Waters down the sideline. He's inside the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown. Pella, Little Dutch. Will Warner with the interception. Garrett Jansen with a huge hit on Quinn Storm. Dutch now lead by 4 scores.
In each of his varsity seasons, he added huge responsibility.
There's a pass down the middle. This pass is intercepted by Will Warner. 25, 20, 15, makes the move. 10, 5, touchdown Pella. Touchdown Pella.
From a sophomore playing only on defense to his junior year going both ways in the 2014 championship year.
Fake to him. One man's going to get back to him. Clayburgh's going to shake off a defender. It's going intended for Warner. It's complete. Touchdown, Dutch. Warner with a great grab on a floater from Clayburgh. And the Dutch now take a 4-touchdown lead.
Offensive line gave enough time. One guy did sneak in. Clayburgh slid up in the pocket, running a double post pattern by Johnson and Warner. Certainly has become a favorite target of Noah's in a hurry.
And to being the guy putting the ball through the uprights as a senior.
From the near hash, kicking left to right. Snap is good. Kick is up, and it is through. Field goal good for Will Warner.
Will Warner grew to meet the challenge each and every time he had to add that responsibility to his ledger. A 2-time All-Stater on the first team his senior year, and a second-team All-Stater in his junior season. Warner was a key part of the 2014 and 15 championship years, and only lost one varsity game in his 3 years suiting up in the green and white.
I mean, one winning. I mean, that was always a great feeling, like, especially kind of coming into a program where we kind of had a tradition of winning, but never kind of making over that hump and making the big game. And for us as the class above us and for our class personally as well, it's just kind of nice to kind of know, kind of growing up through even 7th, 8th grade football, that we kind of had some good players between our two classes and the class below us and even the class below that as well. But then just kind of getting to that point and actually just kind of making it happen and just making that statement that we're going to kind of do it all, and we ended up doing it. So that was great.
Warner says the winning was fun, of course, but what also made it an enjoyable experience was the day-to-day, with a lot of different characters that kept the mood light even during the historic run they were making.
We had a lot of jokesters on the team. Coach Mack tried to corral us as best as he could and make sure we use our energy on the football field, and that's just kind of what we did. We really went out there, especially every game, just like, usually people are nervous and stuff, but we were just having fun. That was the best part, is that not that we knew we were better than other people or anything like that. Like, obviously we just love to compete. We love to play close games, but it was just fun going out there and just kind of dominating the way that we did.
And just like his own career from 2013 to 14, the team had to make significant growth if they wanted to be at the top of Class 3A.
2013, that was our sophomore year, my great sophomore year. We still had a great senior group. And I think, one, we had some guys mainly playing one side of the ball at that time. I was only playing defense. But that kind of gave me, one, some space to kind of really learn what I actually need to do here. One, on the defense side of the ball, two, on the offensive side of the ball. But it also kind of just trained us just to really get us up to pace for that kind of varsity level and kind of see what we need to do. And then once junior year hit, we were ready to go. We were ready to kind of take over, kind of take the lead on those certain positions, wide receiver, other things like that. So I think that just kind of helped us prepare. But then we were ready to go junior year just to kind of take the lead.
And that development continued into 2015. From a team that relied heavily on their defense to feed Noah Clayburgh to one of the greatest offenses in Class 3A history.
2014, I would say our team was probably, I mean, obviously we still had offense and everything. We're still very good in that position and whatnot, but I would say our team was more known for our defensive side of the ball. We were just lights out in every position. We lost some seniors kind of going into that next season and whatnot, but we are still pretty solid on that side of the ball. But that's really when our offense really took over, when Noah kind of had a year or two under his belt. Same with the rest of us, same with Nathan Henry, same with myself, Payson Vandaloon. We had some younger guys, Donovan Holterhouse, Ryan Van Wyk, step into that position. I mean, when your backup quarterback is Nick Finney, who the next year throws for like 5,000 yards, like, you know your offense is pretty stacked. Our offensive line had all gotten a year or two under their belt. So we were very very good at each position, but also very experienced, at least to that point, that we have gone through an entire year. We won the championship, made it all the way through. We know what that feels like, even in a starting role, and then carrying that into the second season. There was not, obviously 4A schools, probably there might've been one or two, but 3A schools, at least defensively, there was nobody who could hold our offense.
In fact, Will Warner was a part of the 11th best scoring attack in 2014 as Pella racked up 619 points and 638 points a senior season, which is 9th best all time.
Argo with the snap, rolling, near side, looking, throwing, intercepted! 10 to the 15, 20,
Warner
falling down. Will Warner returns the favor and gets a huge interception, Pella high!
Warner owned many accolades during the 2015 championship season. He led Class 3A in kickoffs, kickoff yards, and point after attempts made, a product of that high-powered offense. Also had 14 receiving touchdowns, which is third in the class, and added 3 interceptions, giving him a total of 11 in his Pella High School football career.
Noah looking to pass again, airs it to the near side, fade for Warner, pass caught, touchdown Pella, touchdown Pella.
For this look at Will Warner, the latest defensive player added to our all-decade football team, I'm Andrew Schneider.